Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Sing with us now from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. As always, we greet you in Jesus' name, and we bring you cheerful greetings also. We trust that the Lord will help us to brighten your day during this time together. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 1 Corinthians 10:13. A great promise here. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. He comes right along with every trial. I told someone one time, I said, if you feel like you have a train full of trial and a train full of problems that pulls into your station, just look on the side track, the track that runs parallel, because the Lord is coming to you with a train load of grace for every trial. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. Toward the end of the service, I'll give you some contact information. 159 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Sing along with us. Clap your hands on I Am Resolved. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth. He is the living way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee.
Hallelujah. I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come. become friends without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
And that's being obedient as to what Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The songwriter ended that with the phrase, I will come to thee. That's what we want to do right now as we proceed into prayer time. We want to boldly approach the throne of God. As we stand before the King, the scepter is extended to us. We can come to him. We will not be turned away. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you're not saved today, or if you're in a backslidden condition, I want you to know today, all you've got to do is make one prayer of repentance, and you're headed back the other direction. You may be one sin away from God, or you may be a million sins away from God, but all it takes is one prayer of repentance, and the Lord will forgive you of your sin, wash it away, cast it in the deep sea, forget, and never to remember your sins and iniquities no more. He will not remind you of them. He will not bring accusations towards you. It is in a deep sea called forget. Yes, the devil may accuse you, but remember he is the accuser of the brethren. But remember the devil is a liar and the father of all liars. Let's listen to the Lord today. The precious promise from Psalms 42:7, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful today that we can call on you. And Lord, we're glad that we can come to you. Father, as humbly as we know how, there may be some coming to you today in English, and some coming to you in Spanish and other languages. Some may be coming to you, Lord, with healthy bodies. Some may be coming to you, Lord, with great amounts of sicknesses. Some may come to you today, Lord, with other burdens. Some may have just been in an accident and they're praying. Some may have had tragic news, you know, of disasters or whatever it might be. Lord, I know they're coming to you. And Lord, I thank you that you accept us as to however we are when we come to you. Lord, whether it's one sin or many sins, one prayer of repentance gets the job done. Thank you, Lord, because prayer is so powerful. Help us, Lord, to call on you. Minister to the needs of this service today. Use it for your glory and your honor. Touch each life and let someone come to find you as his or her Savior. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. And toward the end of the service, I'll give you some contact information. My Jesus knows just what I need. My Jesus knows when I am lonely.
He knows each pain. He sees each fear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. My Jesus knows when I am burdened. He knows how much my heart can bear. He lifts me up when I am sinking, and brings me joy beyond compare. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. When other friends seem to forget me, skies are dark, when hope is gone, by faith I feel his arms about me, and hear him say, "You're not alone." Oh, worship with us now. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Join us for the next service. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows Just